Hello, my name is Santosh Panchap. I am a program manager with the Windows Planning and Partner Ecosystem team. I'm here to tell you about new features and functionality in Windows and Windows Live that will help you build compelling and rich user experiences. This will be a quick 10-minute tour of the landscape, and after covering the basic scenarios, I will point you to resources that can help you get started building similar experiences in your applications. Here, I introduce you to three user experience patterns. Readily consumable experiences allow customers to use applications and website without a need for them to explicitly sign up or sign in. Microsoft account and single sign-on do this implicitly, and thereby allow application developers to build services that recognize their customers even though they have not explicitly signed in. Continuous client experiences allow application developers to build applications that can persist state across Windows 8 devices. Like operating system settings and browser settings, your applications remember where they left off. This makes scenarios like moving across Windows 8 devices and continuing to watch the same movie from where you left off possible. Cloud-powered experiences allow your customers to access their user data, such as documents and pictures, across platforms and form factors. Imagine taking a picture on your camera, then editing it on your PC, and viewing it on your TV or cell phone, and this is independent of the underlying platform. These scenarios are made possible through technologies such as single sign-on, application data roaming, SkyDrive, and Microsoft account. In the next few slides, we will speak more to these technologies, and I will then point you to resources that will help you get started building these experiences in your applications. Now, drilling down into readily consumable experiences. As application developers, the more we know about our customers, the better. If I was building a website that presents customers with a weather forecast, I can better serve the customer if the customer gave me his or her zip code and an email address. With this information, I can send pertinent weather updates and alerts to the customer through his email. However, it does require that the customer sign up and sign in. Now, we all know that signing up can be work, and research shows that a significant portion of customers navigate away from a website if they are asked to sign up. In an ideal world, we would like to provide custom user experiences to our customers without requiring sign up. Windows introduces Microsoft Account, which is an identity that is natively recognized by the operating system. Applications and websites that use Microsoft Account benefit from zero-click sign-in. In other words, when a user is logged in to Windows with a Microsoft Account, the user is also signed into these applications and websites through single sign-on. Single sign-on refers to the ability to log in once and gain access to multiple systems. With single sign-on and Microsoft account, when a user logs into a Windows 8 machine, the user is automatically signed in to applications and websites that use Microsoft account. So the key takeaway here is for you to consider creating readily consumable experiences in your applications and websites by using Microsoft account. You will see in Windows 8 that when you log in to a machine with your Microsoft account, you automatically get all your mail, calendar, and contact information. This is all made possible through Microsoft account. You are also automatically signed in to websites such as Hotmail.com and SkyDrive without having to enter your password and user information. Continuous client experiences are experiences that span multiple Windows 8 devices. Like operating system settings and browser settings, which roam across Windows 8 devices, you can now store your application state on one Windows 8 machine and access that state on a separate Windows 8 machine. This allows you to persist relevant information that will present a consistent experience across these devices. Example scenarios are continuing to watch a movie from where you left off, keeping track of stocks added to a finance application in one machine so that you don't have to re-add them on a second machine, and also keeping track of which documents were most recently opened in your application. Cloud-powered experiences refer to the ability to access user data across platforms and devices. User data is different from application data. User data is the data that is important to a user and should persist even if the application or device goes away. For instance, I might take pictures with my camera today, and I might upgrade my camera a year from now. Or I might switch devices. Regardless, the pictures that I took are important to me. Likewise, documents and the data that they contain are important to me. That is an example of user data. Application data is data that goes away when your application is uninstalled, typically application settings. Cloud-powered experiences are made possible through SkyDrive. Every Microsoft account automatically receives 7 gigabytes of free storage. And Windows 8 and Office 2013 offer deep integration to SkyDrive. You can now save to and read from SkyDrive natively from Office 13 applications. We offer a cross-platform support for access to SkyDrive across Windows and iOS devices. We also offer SDKs and libraries to simplify development on Windows, Windows Phone, Android, iOS, and the web. SkyDrive works with industry standard protocols such as open authorization and REST. I'll now run through some scenarios that are made possible through cloud-powered experiences. With SkyDrive as my cloud storage, I am able to share data across devices such as my TV, my tablet, my printer, my cell phone, and my computer. For example, I might take a photo with my camera, upload it wirelessly to SkyDrive, and access the photos on my PC. On my PC, I might edit the photos and save them back to SkyDrive. I might take photos from my PC and share a link to them with my friends and family. I might also view the same pictures on my TV that is integrated with SkyDrive. On a printer that can talk to SkyDrive, I can directly connect and pick the photos I want from my cloud account and print them. In summary, you can build powerful application experiences using the Microsoft Cloud, using SkyDrive and the open standard for authentication and for REST APIs, you can leverage cloud functionality from within your applications. Since SkyDrive already supports experiences on Windows, Windows Phone, iPhone devices, and Android devices, when your applications and websites save data to SkyDrive, they are made available to your end users through the clients that are already on these platforms. This allows you to create many meaningful scenarios that span multiple applications through sharing of data, of user data, and through thereby enhancing the user's experience. You can build such experiences into your applications through APIs and libraries for Windows and Windows Live. Very quickly now, what is the Live Connect platform? The Live Connect platform is a combination of services and libraries that enable applications, websites, and mobile devices to integrate with live services. Live services include the Microsoft account, SkyDrive, Hotmail, and Messenger. The platform in itself is operating system agnostic, so you can build applications that use these live services on Android devices, Windows devices, and iPhone devices. The platform uses industry standard protocols like OAuth for open authorization and authentication, and representational state transfer, that is the REST-based APIs. In closing, I hope that you have found these ideas and these user experience patterns useful. Very quickly now, we have covered the readily consumable experience, which eliminates the need for sign up and sign in, but still allows you to build applications that will provide custom user-targeted app services without having your users to explicitly sign in. The continuous client experience, which allows users to continue working where they left off across Windows 8 devices. And the cloud-powered experience, which makes user data available across platforms and devices. On this slide, I have included resources that you can use to get started building Windows and Windows Live applications. The Build Windows website is a great resource with tutorials, documentations, sample code, and references to the API to get started building Windows applications. The Live Connect homepage speaks to the Live Connect platform and how you can get started building applications that use the Live services. The Interactive SDK is an interactive means in which you can get your hands dirty playing with the SDK. It's a great way to get started. Finally, I have included two links to build sessions. These are video tutorials that speak to the Live Connect platform and also speak to the API that you can use to build applications for Windows and Windows Live. Thank you for your time and good luck building a stellar user experience in your next Windows application.